Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and a Wardrobe, we read from Genesis 31, verse 1 to Genesis 31, verse 24. A dream is a legal contract, and God approves of lies. So get all your shit and run now, before Laban makes sure you die.
Hello and welcome back to The Atheist,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. Yeah, taking off in the middle of the night like that, it's just kind of stupid. Well, smart for them, I guess. Oh, man, the last segment there that we did from previous, it's been bugging me like all day.
Yeah, I know. Laban's not very... not very observant, is he?
Yeah, no, apparently not. It's like, oh, dude, it takes several days to find him. Yeah, weird. the recap again was quite funny, by the way. I just wanted to mention that. if you're kind of curious what we're talking about, and you're starting now, well, you got to go back a segment because we're just like, the last one was so poorly written. It just made my teeth itch.
Yeah, I think there's other reasons that the sheep are spotted. gave Laban in the middle of the night. They took Laban's glasses and they just painted spots over the top of it.
There you go. That's what it was. Everything. Well, that's weird. Everything's got spots on them now.
Even you have spots on you.
No, these are special sheep spot sheep glasses. You just gotta look. You can only look at the sheep with these glasses. Like, oh,
that's
okay,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, so we left off
at 31:23. So we're actually. So you get to kind of start off at 31:25.
25. Yeah, let's not go backwards.
No, but please, let's not do that. I don't want to do that. No.
All right. 31:25. Then Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mount, and Laban with his brethren pitched in the mount of Gilead.
That almost sounds sexual. He pitched his tent in the mount.
And with his brethren.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. They're actually pitching attention to each other. So maybe this is another euphemism for guys having sex. He pitched his tent in the mount. It is butt. I have no supporting evidence of that. It just makes it sound funnier.
Yeah, no supporting evidence, but there is a tent pole. So
yeah.
Yes, support. All right. Never mind.
Oh, grief. 31:26. And Laban said to Jacob, hey, use some lube next time. I'm kidding. 31:26. And Laban said to Jacob, what hast thou done that thou hast stolen away unawares to me and carried away my daughters as captives taken with the sword?
What? They're his wives.
Yeah. You can have these. You can have these women for wives, but you can't leave with them.
And accusing him of using violence to take everything.
Where was this mention of a sword? There was no mention of a sword before.
Do you think he's really upset about the daughters, or is it the sheep and the cow?
I don't know. I think he says they take them as captive with a sword. He's asking, did you take them? Did you force them? He's asking, did you force them to go with you? It's like, no, I've been fucking these women for like ever. I mean, because you gave them to me, and I've popped out multiple kids with these women. Do you think that they would want to come with me on their own volition? Do you think?
He was indentured to him, to Laban, for Laban, for like, what, 20 years?
Yeah.
For both these women, too. He already did the work.
Right.
These guys are terrible people.
Yes, they are. It's like, you can have these women, but you can't have these women. You can have these sheep, but you can't have those sheep. It's like one of those friends, you know. It's like, oh, I'm your friend, but I'm not your friend. Okay. I'm only your friend when I need something, but when you need something, forget it.
This is crazy.
You're right. These people are fucking horrible.
31:27. Wherefore didst thou flee away secretly and steal away from me, and didst not tell me that I might have sent thee away with mirth and with songs, with tabret and with harp? So, yeah, if you hadn't gone away, stolen away in the night, mm-hmm. I would have thrown you a party. Sure, you would have.
Sure, yeah. With arsenic to drink. This way I can resell the wives. 31:28. And has not suffered me to kiss my sons and my daughters? Thou hast not done foolishly in so doing. Thou hast now done foolishly in so doing. So he took off basically without saying goodbye. So you've done a foolish thing. I think the foolish thing was staying there for 20 years for a woman that you weren't going to get, and then you got two wives out of the deal, and then wasn't it three wives?
Four. Because he married the handmaidens,
right?
And basically Laban's had free labor.
Yeah.
You know, that's what all these people are. That's, you know, usually when you grow up on the farm, that's why they, part of the reason they had so many kids is you have free labor.
Mm-hmm.
This is about possession. This isn't about family.
Yeah. It's not just like, I want to kiss my daughters and my son goodbye. No, you just want to figure out a way to keep us hostage a little longer.
Yeah, and as far as saying taken captive with the sword a couple verses ago, I think he's projecting. I think Laban has some not too nice ideas of what he's going to do.
Right.
So
I'd be kind of curious too, yeah.
God or no God, I think Jacob probably sensed that there was something really bad going to go down.
Something's going wrong down here in Texas, huh?
Yeah, 31:29. It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt. But the God of your father spake unto me yesternight, saying, take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad.
So they're saying now that this God is speaking to him.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was speaking to the guy that was taken off.
God did talk to Jacob, mm-hmm. supposedly.
Supposedly. Yesternight. Okay.
But also he's talked with Laban, and so although I have to say that by a thinly veiled threat, you know, you'd say you've done it, you've done foolishly. He's talking to Jacob in a good or a bad way. He's already not following what God said. So.
True. He's like, yeah, you took him with a sword, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I think he should have just nodded, like, okay, all right, well, see ya.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should have left it at that. No, apparently he's not listening to this guy's God. Well, maybe, he says God told him to do something, but he's disobeying it anyway, like you said. So it's like, okay, you're God, and you're obviously God, you're coming to me in a dream, but fuck you, I'm not going to do what you say anyway, so
but
whatever.
But Laban is Sarah's brother, and he's related to Abraham's wife, so but he's saying that this is the God of your father, this is the God of Abraham and Isaac.
Mm.
So evidently Sarah and her family didn't worship the same God.
Oh, that's a good question. Maybe the God of your father.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my God didn't come to me and say, hey, do this, but your God came to me and said this. It's like, I still think that this God, quote unquote, is some schmo that they just hired to follow them around.
Exactly.
I'm God. I came to you in the middle of the night, speaking in his ear, like, you know, it's like snuck into his tent. It's like, hey, go! Don't say anything good or bad about him, okay? Okay. Shh. This is a dream. Shh. Go back to sleep. Good night. Sleep tight, little princey boy.
Quick, get the bowl of water, put his hand in it.
Okay. Is it my turn yet? 31.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it 29?
30.
30. No.
Well, I just read 29.
Oh, that's right. You get the odds. I get the evens. 31, 30. I forget. 31, 30. And now, here's this. No. And now for something completely different. No, 31, 30. And now, though thou wouldest need be gone, because thou sore longest after thy father's house, yet wherefore hast thou stolen my gods?
Ah,
so he's stolen God.
Gods.
Gods. He's stolen his God. All right. Going back, if I remember, Rachel had stolen his idols or images of his
images.
So this was that was his little god deal things, the solid gold gods. He's asking about those. You stolen my gods.
Now we get to the real root of what he's here. Besides his free labor,
he's here for his idols.
He's here for the gold and the idols. Yep.
Yep. It always comes down to the gold.
Yep. 31:31. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, because I was afraid, for I said, peradventure thou would takest by force thy daughters from me.
Yeah, now he's complaining about the daughters again. He's all over the map here. It's like, it's about the kids. It's about the gold. It's about the sheep. It's about the daughters.
Jacob just saying, yeah, I knew that you wouldn't let my wives go, you know.
Yeah.
Peacefully. You wouldn't let that. That's why I snuck out.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one thief to another.
Yeah.
One liar to another. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. One scam artist to another scam artist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
31, 32. With whomsoever thou findest thy gods, with an S there, gods, let them not live, or let him not live, before our brethren discern thou what is thine with me, and take it to thee. For Jacob knew that Rachel had stolen them, for Jacob knew not that Rachel had stolen them. Okay, yeah, you're right. This is basically about, which I just mentioned, Rachel stolen the images. It didn't say gods. It just said his images.
His statues.
His statues. Yeah. His statues of his deities. Yeah.
His tchotchkes.
His tchotchkes. Yeah. His good luck charms.
On the mantle and
his lucky rabbit's foot.
lucky chicken bone.
Yeah, Chucky bone and the camel's foot that's still not there yet.
Yeah, evidently Jacob really doesn't know, because he says, yeah, well, whoever's hiding these things, if they stole them, you know, then just kill them. That's fine.
Yeah.
It wasn't his choice to take those things. So.
Right.
Awesome.
Right. Yeah. Rachel must have taken it, because I didn't know anything about it. I didn't hear him clanking around on the pouch, you know.
Well, I'm pretty sure he's pretty confident that nobody took them, or if it was, it was just one of the servants or something like that.
Yeah, one of the servants took it. Kill one of them.
Yeah. 31:33. And Laban went into Jacob's tent and into Leah's tent, and into the two maidservants' tents, but he found them not. Then he went out of Leah's tent and entered into Rachel's tent. Dun dun dun.
I was just about to do that.
CSI.
See, it's always this
Gilead.
You know what? This line here reminds me of the statement, it's always the last place you look. Of course it's the last place you look. Because if you look there, you find it, and you keep looking, then you're an idiot. No, I found it already, but I lost my wallet, but I found it already. But why are you still looking? Well, I figure I'm in an alternate dimension. I might find it again somewhere else.
Oh, goodness.
31:34. Now, Rachel had taken the images. Okay, why? I don't know why they just use the euphemism of images. They're just deities.
They just changed Laban's copy with Taster's Choice. Let's see if he notices the difference, right?
Right. And then put him in the camel's furniture. The camel has furniture? What does that look like?
I don't know.
What does the camel's furniture look like?
All I can see is the Beverly Hillbillies and how they had that truck and then Granny's rocking chair with stuff in the back. evidently, I don't know.
What is, this is the weirdest line I've ever read. And we've read quite a few weird ones. He put him in the camel's furniture and sat upon them. And Laban searched all the tent, but found them not. Okay, I'm assuming... All right, I have to guess that the camel's furniture is probably the camel's dung. She hid in the camel shit, and then she sat on the camel shit. Which doesn't even make sense because there's no camels!
Well, this is so funny.
This is weird!
Yes.
What the hell is... God, I got to find out what this actually means. This is so... I have no idea what camel's fucking furniture is.
I can figure is it means a saddle of some kind or blankets that you would put on the backs of...
All I'm finding... I did a quick search and all I'm finding is either scripture or pictures of chairs with camel hair on it.
Oh, there you go. It's a chair made out of the camel hide, and it has the head of the camel, you know.
Yeah, just sitting on the top. It looks like a poor little short camel with the arms sitting out. You put your arms on the arms, yeah, camel's furniture.
The hooves are the arms of the, you know.
The feet, yeah, the legs, yeah.
The legs are the rockers. And sort of like something you find at Cabela's or Bass Pro Shop Furniture.
Sure.
You know, they've got the little camel hooves for hooks on the sides of the tent. So
well, yeah, that's way you turn those straight up and you can put your coat on there and be done with it. Yeah. camel's furniture. I got to remember that one. Wow.
Are you still looking that up? Or
no, I already looked it up. I'm done looking that one up. Just, go ahead. I'm sorry. It's got to be the weirdest line I've ever read.
Yeah. 31:35. And she said to her father, "Let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise up before thee, for the custom of women is upon me." And he searched, but found not the images.
The custom of women? What the hell is that supposed to mean?
She's menstruating.
Oh. Oh, yeah, okay. It does say that. She knows that no man will come near her when she is menstruating. So, yeah, it's my womanly time.
She may or may not actually be menstruating.
That's true. I can't get up because, see, this is where they get up that whole thing. It's like, yeah, where the women are supposed to be away from everybody else, you know, when they're menstruating because women are icky.
This is Schrodinger's period. This is what this is.
Yeah. Oh, no, Schrodinger's period. She might have it. Yeah. She might not have it.
Actually, if she was really having her period, she'd be screaming at him.
Yeah, she would be.
And then crying hysterically 2 seconds later.
I'm glad I didn't say it. All right. If you have a comment about that, you can write that to tatbanw@gmail.com.
Attention, Practical Magic.
Attention,
9.
Practical Magic 9. Women don't scream when they're on their period. Screaming while I'm on my period.
Just make sure that I'm not. Never mind. I'm not on mine because I might just take your head off. That's no. I would never do that. Or would I?
Or would she? 31:36. And Jacob was wroth and chode with Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, "What is my trespass? What is my sin? What hast thou done? What has so hotly pursued after me?" Dude, what'd I do, man? I'm totally innocent. I don't know what you're talking about.
If you're going to persecute me for something I actually did,
yeah,
right?
You're coming after me. What'd I do? What the hell did I do? I don't know what I did, because I certainly didn't do nothing.
Yep. Nope. Of course, I need to know what to lie about, right?
Right. Tell me what I did so I know what I should start talking, what my next lie is going to be. Yeah.
Exactly. 31:37. "Whereas thou hast searched all my stuff, what hast thou found of all thy household stuff? Set it here before my brethren and thy my brethren and thy brethren, that they may judge betwixt us both. So, you know, you've ransacked my things. Show me now what it is. You know, did you find anything?
Right.
Did you find anything?
Right. Yeah, and it just occurred to me now that they're putting Rachel in the position of being the bad guy again. You know, women are always the bad guys. They're always the ones doing the wrong thing. Because
yeah.
She's the one that stole it. That's why this guy came after him, because he was looking for his tchotchkes. And it's like, so they're trying to put the woman in the position that she's the one that's doing the bad stuff. You know, the women are always doing the bad stuff. The guys never do anything wrong. It's always the guy. It's always the women. They're always the ones responsible for doing everything. This is just another example of that, I think.
You know, I don't get either why if Jacob's God is a jealous God, you know, why is he allowing this deception to happen?
Well, it wouldn't be. Yeah, if he's a jealous God, like it will say later on, then why didn't he do something about it then? It's like, hey. Dude, you know, you could talk to him in dreams, apparently. Why didn't you tell him, say, hey, Rachel took some shit that doesn't belong to her, and she took gods of another of her father's.
Right.
So why didn't you do something about it then? Where's God?
God likes that ass.
Yeah, apparently. Oh,
she can always melt that stuff down, make some bracelets later.
Sure.
Yep.
That's probably what she's going to do with them. 31, 38. This 20 years I have been with thee. Thy ewes and thy she-goats, have not cast their young, and the rams of thy flock have I not eaten. Ew. Okay. All right. Well, I suppose you got to eat something, I guess. The 20 years. So he's like, oh, dude, I've been working for you fucking 20 years. What the fuck, dude? You gave me all this shit, and you think I'm going to steal from you, dude? What the fuck, dude? That's basically what that line is.
It's been more than 20 years, unless it's been 20 years since he married Rachel, which would be like 40.
Right, yeah. They've lost track of the years, how long he's been there, and we have too, apparently.
Yeah. 31:39, that which was torn of breasts, I brought not unto thee. I bear the loss of it. Of my hand didst thou require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night.
Okay. No, beasts. There's no R in that. You said breasts. I was thinking, oh, torn of breasts? Oh, well. This line just got a lot more interesting.
I was thinking breast meat, I guess. Oh, wow.
See, and okay. I was here. I thought I was the only one who watched porn. Thank you, Connie.
Oh, so if bears or lions or something came in and took something from the flock.
Yeah.
You know, it was my loss, not yours.
Right. It doesn't matter. Okay. If something came in and took it while you were in the night or the daytime, while you were out, you know, pitching your tent with whoever, you know.
Right.
It's not my fault. Yeah.
That I absorbed the loss of that. So again, we're talking about money. We're talking about, you know, property. Mm-hmm. That's what they're really fighting about here.
Yeah, it's not about their imaginary sky wizard. It's about taking goods.
Yep.
And it's specifically their tchotchkes.
Yeah.
It's not about anything else. It's just that particular thing. That's the big thing he's more concerned with. Not if they're okay, but the fact that he went to go pray at his deity's shrine or whatever, and found out it disappeared. So, 31:40. Thus I was in the day, the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes. So get a fucking blanket and cover up, dude.
Jacob just saying, I worked my fingers to the bone, taking care of your flocks and everything. And, I lost sleep.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
I was reading it like he couldn't sleep at night because it was too cold. I was like, God damn, get a fucking blanket.
I thought that's what the sheep were for.
Yeah.
Keeping you warm at night.
Yeah.
Oh, 31:41. Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters and 6 years for thy cattle, and thou hast changed my wages 10 times. When did he start having kids then?
Yeah, and when did he start? They didn't say anything about him changing his wages 10 times. He's brought this up again now. He's like, you changed my wages like 10 times, dude. It's like, no, you've already did it twice, you know, or at least twice with the two women. So. Yeah.
So it was 7 years for each daughter. Sorry, I was thinking it was 10. But still, it's you know, yeah. I can see.
And he's still exaggerating. This is still an exaggeration. He's like, 10 times. Change it like, well, you did 100 times, man. It's like, no, twice. You're exaggerating. Just like typical, these typical people, there's like, they're lying. They make themselves, make it sound even worse. It's 10 times, it's tenfold. 31:42. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, who fucking cares? And the fear of Isaac had been with me. Surely thou hast sent me away now empty. God hath seen my affliction and the labor of my hands and rebuked thee yesternight. God, these people with poor grammar.
So he's giving God the credit, you know, for everything.
Again, it's like, yeah, you sent me away with nothing, man, except for all these sheep and these wives and these children. But I got nothing, man.
No, I think he's saying, well, I think possibly he's saying that if it hadn't been for God, you would have sent me away with nothing. You would have taken my wives. You would have taken my sheep. But I don't know.
No, that's not. I'd say that's reasonable. I don't understand the fear of Isaac here, though. I don't understand that part of the line.
No, me either. Maybe he's talking about. maybe that incident with his dad scarred Isaac, and he was actually just a very fearful person.
Oh yeah, yeah. The fear.
I don't know.
I don't know. Possible. It doesn't. The line doesn't make any sense. There's no reason for it to even be there. And the fear of Isaac. Well, I mean. I haven't heard Isaac's name mentioned in a while now. So I'm like, why is this name suddenly coming up now?
That's his dad, but...
No, it still doesn't make any sense in this context.
No.
At least not to me, anyway. Maybe somebody will explain it to us.
Well, Laban's sister was Isaac's wife. I'm trying to remember. Rebecca.
I don't know.
Maybe either. 31:43, and Laban answered and said unto Jacob, these daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children, and these cattle are my cattle, and all that thou seest is mine. And what can I do this day unto these my daughters, or unto their children which they have borne? So Jacob...
I thought all these kids and his wives were all Jacob's daughters. And kids.
We're Jacob's kids, yeah. But no, Laban's being an asswipe parent who says, no, these are still my daughters, and these grandkids are my kids.
Yeah.
I get grandparents' rights.
Oh,
and all
I hate that.
Cattle, they're mine, too.
Yeah, I hate that.
Speaking of
somebody that was married, is like, oh, you get to teach my kids what? Teach my kids when I didn't give you permission to teach kids my kids that shit? No, I don't think so.
Right. I hate people like that. Yeah,
it's really irritating. It's like they think that they got some kind of special rights or something. No, sorry, you don't. 31:44. Now, therefore, come thou, let us make a covenant. Okay, another deal. Okay, how about that? Let us make another deal. And I, thou, and let it be for a witness between me and thee. Another backdoor deal. Another back room deal. I'm beginning
that.
To smell politicians here.
Yeah, we're shifting the goalposts. If I were Jacob, I'd do that whole, you know, let me put my hand on your ball sack, okay? Let's make a vow right, and I'll squeeze, right?
Right.
Okay.
Let's make sure that we get that deal going. You know, give me your balls, man. We're gonna make a covenant. I haven't felt another man's balls in a while now.
Yeah. Let it be for a witness. Oh, God. 31:45. And Jacob took a stone. Ooh.
Ooh.
And set it up for a pillar.
Is he going to cover it with oil now?
I thought he was going to hit him on the head.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really like Jacob. He was a liar and a deceiver. He's kind of a whiny mama's boy, but I have to say this Laban was the father-in-law from hell.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Definitely was. And we don't want to be you to think we're from hell, because hell doesn't exist, but
Potato, potato.
You can still catch us and find out what kind of hell we're spewing out over at twitter.com/ABANW podcast. And you can donate some hell dollars to us if you want to. I would really like it if you would. Over at patreon.com/ABANDNW. And you can bring your hellfire over to facebook.com/ABANDNW. And our blog post is at abandnw.wordpress.com with links to the show over at Stitcher, iTunes, and Spreaker. And you can also email us with questions, comments, love, or hate mail over at tatbanw@gmail.com. That's tatbanw@gmail.com. You can also check out our main show. Oh, I'd like it if you would check out our main show at Packet Pokeset, which you can also find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on YouTube. Also, please remember to leave us a 5-star rating and a written review. That would be awful, or awfully great. That'd be awful. It'd be awful if you did that. Don't be awful. Be
reverse
awfully great.
Psychology.
Yes. That'd be awfully great if you would do that.
Don't you dare do that.
Don't you dare do that. Don't you dare leave us a 5-star. And don't you dare leave us a nice review on iTunes or Stitcher or Spreaker. Until next time, this has been The Atheist,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, The Podcast.